My name is Kate, and I consider myself a very sexy, dirty-minded MILF in her early 40s. I'm married to a wonderful man who is a workaholic and always away for long periods of time. In fact, we both have been career-driven for most of our lives. I was a lingerie model in my younger days. It was such a fun job, and you could meet some of the most interesting people. But just like everything else, as one gets older, it's time to move on and let the next young, lucky, sexy bitch take over. About a few years ago, I ran into the guys that own the lingerie catalog I used to model for. And to my absolute joy, they asked me to return and model for their new range of lingerie for the more mature woman. I was a little apprehensive taking on this new modeling job, as I was under the impression that the underwear would be very reserved and not sexy at all. I couldn't have been more wrong, because this company's style has always been focused on a very sexy and provocative look, and I'm pleased to say that they have extended that into their mature range. I received a few copies of the new catalog and had dropped one off to my next-door neighbor, Sally. She's also a very sexy woman who loves her lingerie. Plus, I can get her a discount. I stopped round her place for a cup of coffee and to see what she wanted to order from the new range, but I also wanted to get her opinion of the new line of lingerie. Obviously, she loved the new designs because she put in a huge order and winked at me as she told me that her husband was in for a treat. Then she whispered to me and said, "I'm not the only one who likes the new line of lingerie either. I caught my son masturbating to the pictures in the catalog." I was totally shocked that she had told me that about her son, who just turned 18. A nice, big, strapping teenager. And it also stirred up something inside me. The next day, I woke up early. It was a beautiful morning, and I've always been an early riser. I like to get all of my household chores completed early, which frees up the rest of my day. I was in my own little home office, addressing personal and business emails, and it was so damn warm that I decided to open a window. And as I was doing so, out of the corner of my eye, I spotted Jason, my neighbor's son, standing by an upstairs open window. "So what?" I hear you say. But he wasn't just standing there. He was armed with a high-quality camera. Throughout all my years of modeling, I have learned lots about photography, which led me to predict by the size and length of the lens he was using that it was a pretty high-end camera he was taking his photographs with. I had to be so careful as I stared at him from my open window because our houses aren't that far apart. I could see him working the lens and taking many shots. My next thought was, what was he taking shots of? My first guess was bird watching, due to the size of the lens he was using. I followed the line and level of his lens, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I had washed all my laundry early this morning, including my lingerie, to hang it out to dry on my clothesline, and there was Jason zooming in with his powerful lens as he took pictures of my bras and panties. My neighbor's words about her son masturbating to me, modeling all types of lingerie, echoed through my mind. I kept stealing quick glimpses as he continued taking shots of my lingerie, and I was completely blown away, but at the same time, addicted at what I saw next. Jason set his camera on his tripod on the windowsill, and I saw him open the lingerie catalog that I gave to his mother. He opened it to a particular page and positioned it against the window. He reached down and unbuttoned his shorts and slid his hand inside and grabbed his cock. I could see him staring at the open lingerie catalog and then switching to the camera screen. Everything in me was screaming, "Get away from the window, Kate, in case you get caught watching." But I couldn't take my eyes off this 18-year-old rock hard, thick cock. I could see him stroking it and pulling back his foreskin, revealing his swollen cockhead. The thought of spying on him was one thing, but to know that he was wanking his young cock over me was such a fucking turn-on. My hand automatically made its way into my pink panties, and my fingers traced up and down my wet slit. I coated my fingers in my own juices and circled my clit as I secretly watched this young boy wank his impressively thick cock. Suddenly, I heard a car in the driveway. It was my neighbor, Sally, returning home. Jason, quick like a sniper, had the tripod and camera removed from the window and closed the window and the blinds down in just only about 2 seconds. I was so fucking turned on, and I craved penetration. I reached for one of my toys inside my bedside drawer, a large 7-inch dildo. This fucking pleasure rod didn't require any lubrication as I forcefully ripped my skimpy panties off my greedy, needy pussy. With my toned thighs spread wide apart, I fucking forced that dildo deep into my soaking wet cunt in such a violent way. The thought of Jason's young teen cock getting wanked over pictures of me made me push that fucking toy deeper into my tight cunt. I was never certain turned on as much as I fucked myself. I was so wet. I normally lay towels on in the bed, especially when my husband returns from a long, stressful business trip and takes his frustrations out of my cunt. But this was on another level. As my cunt milked and gripped my toy, my filthy mind's eye flicked through the various mental pictures, mostly of Jason and his gorgeous cock locked in his fist as he fucked his hand. But there was also another image present in my mind, and with his mother telling me about her son's wanking habits, like when she caught him. Did she spy on him? Did she secretly watch him stroke that thick teen cock? Did she slide a hand under her panties and finger fuck herself to her young lad's impressive fresh meat? This is what had me so worked up and dripping wet. I usually deal with sexual urges with a quick rub, which normally takes the edge off, but not this time. I was so fucking horny for the rest of the day. The rest of the week was busy, thank goodness. I needed something to occupy my mind, because when I work myself up into a horny, wet state, I just can't think straight. It was a beautiful Saturday morning, and I'd been up early in order to get my morning walk and workout done. My next task was my laundry. As I was putting my laundry into my washing machine, I noticed out of the corner of my eye Jason's window blind being pulled up and his window opening. Next, I noticed his camera and tripod were being positioned. As I continued to load the washing machine, I noticed the camera lens once again was pointed directly at my washing line. It sent a shiver through me as the reality hit. This horny teenage boy must know my routine and take advantage of this by using his camera on me, hanging out my wash. The thought of the close-ups he must get of me and that high-end lens was very thought-provoking. I hit the shower while the wash was on, and as I was drying myself off, I came up with a very risky, filthy idea. First thing I did was check that his mother's car wasn't in the driveway. I knew she worked on Saturday mornings, and I just wanted to be double sure. Next, I put on a pair of very skimpy pink panties, along with a cream, sheer, see-through gown. I checked myself out in my full-length mirror. The sheer gown reached down just above mid-thigh level. It hugged my hips beautifully, and my little pink panties glowed through the sheer material, and the strings on the side of my panties highlighting my shapely hips. My large, full breasts were almost transparent through the body-hugging material, and my pink, hard, swollen nipples darting through my gown looked so fucking erotic. I gathered up all my wet, clean laundry and placed it in my basket and made my way to the clothesline at the bottom of the garden. As I walked down the path, I could see the lens turning towards me. The thought of this 18-year-old teenage boy getting such close-up shots of my body sent tingles right through me, not least of all my extremely rock-hard, super-sensitive nipples. With each step I took, my tits bounced freely, causing my nipples to dance against the material of my gown. I reached the clothesline and bent over to place the basket on the ground, which caused the material of my gown to act like cling film and stretch over my shapely ass and very skimpy panties. I remained bent over for an extra few teasing seconds. I could hear Jason's camera clicking repeatedly as he captured my sexy ass. I then reached above me to hang up a pair of white panties. This caused my gown to creep up my thighs and reveal the bottom of my ass cheeks. I let my gown remain like that as I bent over again to grab more underwear from my basket. This time, my panty-covered pussy lips were in full view as I slightly moved my legs apart. I just know that if he zoomed in, he would have no problem seeing the outline of my swollen cunt lips. I reached up again to hang up a pair of red crotchless panties. Again, I could hear his camera clicking. I turned around so I was facing directly his window and bent over, giving him a great view of my deep cleavage. The next item I hung up was a pair of white lace panties with writing on the bum area, which I made sure faced his camera. It read, "Spank me hard." I stood for a few seconds with my full tits and swollen nipples on display. I just wanted to tease him. I bet he was hard, and I bet his cockhead was covered in delicious pre-cum. I had one item of lingerie left and was of two minds as to whether to go ahead and hang it up. I was so fucking turned on, but I didn't want to do something that I would regret. Fuck it, I thought. I lifted the last item of lingerie, a pair of pink panties with writing on the front of them. Once again, I made sure the writing faced his lens. It read, "For your cock only." I then stood with my hands on my hips, accompanied with a very filthy, seductive look for a few seconds, before bending over to grab my laundry basket. I made my way back into the house. My cunt was so fucking wet, and my clit was throbbing. It was time to plan my next move. And I'll tell you about it in part 2.